United by frustration, anger, and a need to speak out. Thousands of Sri Lankans from different communities, faiths, and backgrounds came together in Colombo. They demanded an end to the government's suppression of peaceful protests against the economic crisis. It's brought the country to a near standstill and left people struggling to get by. Activist Joseph Stalin is free on bail after being charged in four different cases related to taking part in protests.
People can't live. The cost of things are three times that of people's salaries. Farmers, labourers, fishermen can't survive. The government wants to stop people taking to the streets. That is what this repression is about.
Other demonstrators say they want the government to stop using terrorist laws against protesters and to repeal the Prevention of Terrorism Act. The PTA was used against these two student leaders who've spent more than 10 weeks in detention. The crowds want them released. Police wrote to protest leaders warning of legal action, and they were out in force to stop the march. Tempers flared.
This is a very peaceful march from Elephant Eastern to railway station. But what, look what they're doing. This is not that right. I must say, Ranil Rajapaksa, this is the end. This is the end.
Protesters say President Ranil Wickremesinghe was elected by parliamentarians but has no mandate. They accuse him of being a proxy for the Rajapaksa family, who were forced out of office earlier this year.
I am not angry with them. I am frustrated. I want to change this situation.
These are scenes the government tried hard to avoid, claiming they would deter investors and scare away tourists when it's trying to rebuild the economy. The tourist industry and business community echoed that view. The Human Rights Commission has warned the police that people's right to express themselves must be respected.
It's an absolute free-for-all on the streets of Colombo as thousands of people get onto the streets to voice their frustration. They say despite government assurances that things are on the mend, it certainly feels different day to day. Minel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.